central tendency, populations, and distributions. Here are terms from the field of inferential statistics along with some comments on their use. The population is the set of all observations of interest to the investigator. These may be individuals, procedures, or any type of measurement. A sample is a group of observations selected from a population and chosen to represent the population as a whole. The values in a sample are those that are actually observed and measured by the researcher. The sample is used in inferential statistics to make assumptions about the population. Generally, the larger the sample, the stronger the inference and the less likely that the observed difference is due to chance alone. Small samples are more subject to error. A study to detect a slight difference or a slight increase in disease risk with great precision will require more individuals than a study for less precise detection of large differences. Measures of central tendency describe how observations cluster around a middle value and locate only the center of a distribution measure. They include the following. The mean is the sum of all values divided by the total number of values, the average. For example, the mean of a group of numbers 2, 4, 4, 6, 7, 19 would be the sum of the group 2, 4, 4, 6, 7, 19 equals 42 divided by the number of values, 6. So for that group of numbers, the mean is 42 divided by 6 equals 7. The median is the midpoint of the observations, with half the observations falling above and half below the median value. Because the median is not affected by outliers, the median ignores extreme values. It may be a good approximation of an average. For example, using the same group of numbers as above, 2, 4, 4, 6, 7, 19, the median would fall between the third and fourth listed value. The calculation would then be 4 plus 6 divided by 2 equals 5. The mode is the observation that occurs most frequently in a data set, and it determines the height and shape of a curve. It should be noted, however, that data sets can be multimodal or even be non-modal. No value occurs more often than any other. The mode is not usually affected by outliers. Using the same set of numbers, 2, 4, 4, 6, 7, 19, the mode would be 4. The range provides a value that represents the difference between the highest and lowest values in a data set, but it does not say how many observations are in the data set. It is not a stable measure of dispersion, as it does not provide enough detail or specificity. For example, the range of the same set of numbers, 2, 4, 4, 6, 7, 19, is 17, but this could indicate a range from 1 to 18 or 10 to 27. Often, range is used for metrics such as temperatures or ages. The normal distribution, as seen in Exhibit 2-20, describes a bell-shaped curve on a graph in which the distribution, spread, of the values is even on both sides of the mean. Both halves are equal, and the mean, median, and mode are all equal. As sample size increases in number, the effects of the random influences are diminished and the data are closer to a normal distribution. Exhibit 2-20, a normal distribution. Kurtosis is the term used to describe how flat or peaked a curve is. In general, flatter and wider curves show more variability in the data than taller and narrower curves. There are three forms of kurtosis: mesocurtic, leptocurtic, and platycurtic. These are shown in Exhibit 2-21. Exhibit 2-21, Forms of Kurtosis. A sampling distribution is the distribution of the samples taken. If the sample size is low, the distribution is unlikely to be normal. Many types of distributions exist. For example, a distribution is not a normal distribution if it is asymmetrical. This is called skewness, meaning that extreme values tend to fall more in one direction than the other, and this curve looks more like a wave in one direction or the other, a positive or negative skew. Positive and negative skews are shown in Exhibit 2-22. Note that the elongated tail represents where there are more data than would be expected in a normal distribution. Exhibit 2-22, positive and negative skew. Data sets with equal central tendency measures may tell very different stories if their distributions differ. For example, imagine that hand hygiene compliance audits are conducted over the course of a year for two different floors, A and B, in a healthcare facility. If both floors average 50% compliance for the year, it does not necessarily indicate that both perform the same, nor does it indicate that they would both benefit from the same or similar interventions. the difference between the floors might be more accurately reflected in the range of the results. That is, if floor A had a steady 50% compliance rate for the entire year while floor B had compliance rates ranging from 15% to 85%, then floor B may require more or different interventions than floor A. Parametric and non-parametric tests and inferential statistics. Parametric statistics assume a normal distribution of the parent or sample population. Most parametric techniques require measurements on a continuous interval scale. Interval data are measured along a numerical scale that has equal intervals between adjacent values, example, temperature measurements in Fahrenheit and Celsius or height and weight. Interval data always lack what's known as a true zero. This means that the data can contain negative values and that a measurement of zero can represent a quantifiable measure of something. Parametric examples used to analyze continuous interval data include the z-test and the student's t-test, which are statistical hypothesis tests that help determine whether there is a difference between two population means or proportions. Non-parametric data make no assumption about the distribution of the population values and can be used with discrete data. Example, infection, no infection, nominal and ordinal data, and interval data. The main advantage of non-parametric methods is that the assumptions of normality are not required. Examples of non-parametric tests include the chi-square test of independence and Fisher's exact test. The chi-square test determines whether there is an association between categorical variables, that is, whether the variables are independent or related. Fisher's exact test is very similar to the chi-square test in that researchers are testing the association or relationship between two dichotomous categorical variables. The primary difference is that Fisher's test is used only when one of the four cells of a 2x2 table has fewer than 5 observations. Fisher's exact test is often used with small sample sizes, n less than 20, and when researching rare outcomes. Measures of dispersion. After finding measures of central tendency, the next step is to measure data dispersion. Measures of dispersion give information about the distribution of data around the mean. Range, deviation, variance, and standard deviation are the four most commonly used measures of dispersion in healthcare epidemiology. Range, as previously discussed, is the largest value minus the smallest value. Range is both a measure of central tendency and a measure of dispersion. Deviation is the difference between an individual value in a data set and the mean value. If a given data point is greater than the mean, it has a positive deviation. If it is less than the mean, the data point has a negative deviation. When data points are equal to the mean, they have no deviation. Variance is the deviation around the mean of a distribution. Standard deviation is a measure that reflects the distribution of values around the mean. It is the average of all deviations in a data set and indicates how spread out the data are around the mean. A small standard deviation indicates that the data cluster tightly around the mean, that is, most data fall relatively close to the average, with few, if any, outliers. A large value indicates that the data are spread out more widely, with more possible outliers or a larger range. Exhibit 2-23. Standard deviation in a normal distribution. Consider again the hand hygiene compliance example from earlier, in which floor A had a consistent 50% compliance rate while floor B had a range of 15% to 85%. In that situation, floor A has a smaller standard deviation than floor B,